Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the NFL Pick'em Show. What are we in, week four now? It's flying by.
Yeah.
It's flying by. Tonight's show is brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action. Bet on anything, anytime, anywhere from MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubling that first deposit up to $1,000. You know the rules, kids. We'll go over last week's picks and then give you this week's picks. Man, that was a bad beat last week. That was one of the worst ones I've ever had in my entire life.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, look, I think I started gambling on shit in like college, right? I had a bookie roommate from Youngstown, Ohio. Shout out Quattro. I'm not going to say his real name, but he was rad. First one with satellite television, and I didn't know what it was. And he, you know, had this thing built into the roof. It's a huge ordeal, right? And I was like, what the fuck are you doing, man? And he goes, oh, well, shit, I'm a bookie, dude. And he goes, I watch these games from all over the world. That was the only way to get it back then. It's not like you had ESPN Plus or any of this other stuff. And I was like, oh, shit. All right, cool. So since then, I was a freshman in college, and I've bet on a lot of shit over the years. I haven't had a bad beat like this in a very long time where I thought it was just undeserved. Sometimes if you miss a field goal or whatever it is, like, great, that happens. But this fucking Browns game last Thursday, my God, man, my God, Browns Steelers was the bet. All right. The over under in this game was 4.5. No big deal. Took it up to 10.5.
You mean the spread?
Spread. Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry. So the spread in this was 4.5. I did a teaser, a 6-point teaser where I teased it up to 10.5. And then I took the over up as well, because I thought it was going to be a low scoring game, which it was. Everything was fine. 5 seconds left. The Steelers have the ball on the 5-yard line. Now they're down by 6, and they decide to throw a hook and ladder play. And as a child, they teach you about this play, and it's got to go usually a minimum of 15 yards because you need space to lateral it back 3 to 4 yards to a teammate so you can keep trying to go down the field. Now, jackass Trubisky, who I fucking hate, I told Urlacher I hated, also said on air he was a dump truck away from not starting for this organization, nor should he be this week. I think it should be Kenny Pickett there. Decides to throw it 5. Well, when they huck it backwards, goddamn ball goes to the player and then just goes into the end zone because he didn't throw it far enough.
Yeah.
Not only are you costing your team a shot at a victory, although it's unlikely. You got to do a 95-yard lateral sitch to get the job done and try to win the game. I know it's unlikely, but you got to get the ball down the field to even give yourself a chance. This guy doesn't give you a chance at all. So here's how bad this one play fucked everybody. With zero time left, they score a touchdown. Not only does it take that that spread, 4.5, all the way up to fucking 12, because it was a 29-17 game, but then you also beat the over. So everybody who bet on the game outright with the Browns or the Steelers, whichever way you went, got fucked. And then everybody who took the over on that or under got fucked as well on a play that shouldn't have even happened. It reminded me of a D2 game where you do that kind of shit and then it goes backwards into the end zone. Not professional football players out on a field. And Mitch Trubisky is one of those guys who should not be out on the field anymore.
It's there are some guys who just wither when the pressure is on.
Yeah.
And I guess that's the difference between a good quarterback and a great one. You know what I mean? Like a good quarterback can, all things being equal, get you pretty far. Provided you've got a good defense, good special team, shit like that. But I was talking to my barber about it this morning about Jacoby Brissett. Like, he's pretty good when everything's going well. Mm-hmm. But then when he has to make plays, it doesn't happen.
Right.
Like, if he has to force it, he doesn't have the talent level or the focus or whatever mental fortitude to be able to do that. And Trubisky doesn't – he's barely a fucking starting NFL quarterback, in my opinion.
He shouldn't be. You know what's funny?
Replace him other than a rookie with small hands? Because there's no evidence that Pickett's going to be any good either.
Right. You don't, but you got to give him a shot because that was your first round pick. So you got to give it a go. It's better than Trubisky.
Aaron Rodgers didn't play for 4 years.
No, I know, and that's crazy to me still to this day. I mean, you're sitting behind Favre, so
worked
you get
out pretty
it,
well though.
It did, but we'll see. With Brissett, I'm glad you brought that up. I saw a press conference with him this morning. And there was a reporter that came up to him and said, how do you feel about having more rushing yards than passing yards this year? And he goes, look, man, I'm not pretending to be anything that I'm not. Like, I'm a game manager. I'll get us through the game. And then when Deshaun Watson comes back, he's the starting quarterback. Like, this is my job. This is what I fucking do. Until Deshaun Watson is ready to play. With Trubisky, you're the starting quarterback. That's it. This is probably your last chance in the NFL. And you're just going to piss it away before you're a backup for 10 years, which maybe he's fine with. I'm not sure. But Jacoby Brissett knows who he is, knows his role. And the Browns are 2-1. You know, they've only got to suffer through 8 more games, and they might have a shot at the playoffs. If they can just go 500 until Deshaun Watson gets back, that's, you know, if he's any good when he does come back.
I mean, I don't. This is a problem that will probably solve itself because Trubisky's never made it through a full season.
No.
Like, his two highest game totals are 14 and 15, right? So even in his best year, he can't make it through all 16 and now 17 games. I think it'll take care of itself.
I think so. I think he's out of there this week. We'll see how long until the Steelers decide to pull the fucking cord on this one. But
I mean, they should just
yeesh.
Throw him in front of a dump truck.
Well, just give him some ecstasy and have him go walk the highway. If you're a Browns fan, on the other hand, you got to be encouraged. Nick Chubb is having a hell of a year. When you have two great running backs like that, and then just a game manager, you can kind of win half your games with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, the games that Jacoby Brissett will win versus the entire wins for the Falcons this year will be more. Yeah. And that's that's an entire franchise.
They've got a pretty easy first half of the season, too. I mean, it may not have looked like that at the beginning of the year. Well, the first three games, Carolina, New York, Jets, and Pittsburgh, I think we could have predicted that. But and then at Atlanta this week. Which
should be another win.
Yeah, but then they have the Chargers. It's at home.
And but Bosa's out, by the way.
Yeah.
He's out. So Herbert might be out.
Garrett's probably going to be out, too. But
yeah.
Yeah, they got the Chargers at home, then the Patriots at home, which both of those teams, the Chargers look good. The Patriots suck.
Yes.
Then they got to go to Baltimore. That's a tough game. But then they have the Bengals at home, which they should win that. Bengals look like shit.
We'll see. Who's after that? Who's after the Bengals?
Their second half starts at Miami, then at Buffalo. Those are tough.
Right, you're going to lose those games. But yeah. Then Deshaun Watson comes back for Houston, right? It's the Houston Texans game, I think.
Yeah, but before that, they play Tampa Bay at home.
Oh, gross. Yeah, they're going to lose half those games. But that's fine. If they can get through half of it before he comes back, they might have a shot. Because like you said, Bengals aren't very good in that division. That division as a whole isn't real goddamn good. Baltimore, we'll see. But who knows? Next up, Texans-Bears. Told you not to bet this game. It was exactly what we said. This was 23-20. It was gross. There was 3 points scored in the fourth quarter by the Bears. Therefore, they won just because both teams suck at life and one of them had to give up. And that's kind of where that game was. Raiders-Titans. My God, man. My God.
This was
I did not think the Raiders would go 0-3.
This is the second most fun that I had. Over the weekend, as far as games go, Texas losing was pretty funny. But this is hilarious to me.
Oh, boy. If you're a Raiders fan, you spent all that money on Devontae Adams. He looks great. Looks like he's still in Green Bay. And you can't fucking win with this team. David Carr, I don't know what you do now. You paid him all that money. He's got to be there for a while.
Derek Carr.
Whatever, man. Him and his brother fucking suck. 26 of 44 in this game. I mean, not great.
Yeah, Matt Collins, who I've never fucking heard of, had 158, I believe. Yeah, 158 receiving yards in this game. But he was on the weak side. I don't know who Tennessee's cornerbacks are, but whoever they were double teaming Devontae Adams the whole time. 10 targets, 5 receptions, so not great. But Derek Carr is not a good quarterback, so shouldn't surprise you.
And also, a quick note, if you didn't listen to Drinking Bros yesterday, Maitland Ward is also getting double teamed this week. So tune into that. But the Raiders are 0-3. This is absolutely hilarious. I love it. I love it for Raiders fans. I love it for those fucking guys that got on our flights and started singing the Raiders song, which I didn't know was a thing.
Yeah, I mean, your appreciation for a sports team should not be your primary identity. That seems like very flimsy footing on which to build a life.
If you're a Raiders fan, though, Go ahead, Bob. Say something fucking stupid.
Go ahead, Bob.
Could say, man, a lot of SEC fans are like, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do now?
Yeah, get a fucking job or a hobby.
There's two teams in the SEC. That's it. All right? There's just two now. I mean, LSU once every 12 years.
That doesn't mean that they don't take it seriously, though.
No, I get it. But this whole Raiders thing, I was like, dude, you guys are flying from Austin to Nashville. And there was like 15, 20 of them on our flights.
Yeah.
To see the 0-2 Raiders against the Tennessee Titans, I can't think of a fucking worse game to go to this weekend.
One dude in particular, Raider over. But they do that all over the Bay. That's a Bay Area thing because they do the same thing with the word Warriors.
Oh, you would have rather gone to the Bears-Texans game?
No, I was just going to say, I looked at the Bears, like Bears-Texans, same thing. Like either one, awful. Nashville was hot. It was hot that day. So those fuckers sweated it out in the sun and then watched them lose to an even shittier team.
Yeah, and that's the worst.
It warmed my heart.
That Titan Stadium is the worst in the entire NFL.
Oh, yeah.
By far. Well, it's the worst I've ever been to.
Yeah.
By, like, not even close. But some of the stuff inside is okay. But once once you get to your seats, it's fucked.
Yeah, it's hot.
Well, we were baking in the fucking sun. That was the real problem.
Well, that's the problem with the stadium, though. There is no shade, and not one single seat in that stadium has shade.
There was. I went and I joined Lopez all the way up at the top. Plenty of shade.
Were you guys behind the press box?
There's like one awning up there for the entire stadium. I left the box seats
to go join Lopez in the last row.
Yeah, so let me retract my statement. If you sit in the last row in Nashville, it'll be a pleasurable time weather-wise. You won't be able to see anything. Just start studying Braille.
Bring a telescope or stay at home and watch it.
Yeah, I think you're better either way. Now, this next game fucked me just because I had a lot of money on it. Chiefs-Colts. Mm. I thought the Chiefs were starting to care this year, you know, where it's like, man, we're going to care. Chiefs are 1-2 against the spread the three games.
I don't think that the Chiefs didn't care. I think that they have big problems. Their run game is bullshit.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire,
he's been a major disappointment, and people thought McKinnon was gonna fucking round it out a little bit. Nope.
Yeah.
They're one of the worst rushing teams in the league right now.
This was a bad game, dude. Shocked by it. I just
don't care how good your quarterback and receivers are. If you can't run the ball, you're not gonna be successful in the NFL. And they suck so far this year.
There was also a fake field goal for no reason by the Chiefs. At the end of the third, beginning of the fourth, and that turned the tide. The Colts came back and scored 10 points because they were up 17-10. Colts came back and scored 10 points unanswered and won the game 20-17. It was weird to see, man.
They're in the bottom third of the league in rushing.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't have a running back. Next up, game of the weekend. We called it last weekend, and it was Bills-Dolphins. Man. That was wild. The butt punt in that was awesome, dude.
that was stupid.
I don't think I've seen a football kicked up another man's asshole before.
I usually, when you see a situation like that, like if you're backed up into your own end zone, the punter is usually ready to sidestep and kick around.
Correct.
The rush.
Yep.
But that was certainly not the case in this game. Like, he didn't even look up. He just kicked it. Without looking, Mark Sanchez did. As a matter of fact, somebody photoshopped Mark Sanchez quote tweeting a video of the butt punt saying, "Hey, stay out of my lane," which is pretty funny.
Yeah, I even as a punter of all these years, I can honestly say you've never. There's not even a possibility that you should kick it into another man's asshole like that. You look up and see what everything's got. Like, zero sense. Fun game. Does anybody know if Tua is alive or did he die in that game?
He's listed as questionable for this week. I think he's expected to start.
So I get, it's an a big one if he is or not. Yeah, there's going to be an investigation into this one. That was one of the craziest hits of all time where it looked like he was dead or had some type of major CTE. And then he came back into the game and the coach afterwards said he was cleared. Mm-hmm. I don't know who fucking cleared him.
Well, he went into the locker room for, what, 24 minutes or something? But mm-hmm. I thought they were supposed to go into that pup tent.
Correct.
And get checked out.
Yeah.
Because the NFL officials are there to monitor and stuff, and they took him into the locker room instead.
That's what I thought.
Seems a little fishy, but look, I mean, the NFL has the ability to call down and pull him off. Like, New York can call and say, hey, pull him off the field. We're going to test him for 7 minutes or whatever the fuck it is, and then he can go back. But they didn't do it. So I think they're investigating to cover their own ass. Be like, hey, it should have been handled this way, but whatever. So they don't get sued later on, maybe.
I think so. And Bob, because that's going to affect the spreads tonight. Who's the backup quarterback for the Dolphins? Who's on the roster?
It was Jacoby Brissett last year.
It was last year. He's gone, obviously. But who is the backup down there?
Ooh, it's Teddy Bridgewater.
Can't go. Oh, shit. Teddy Two Gloves, dude, with those receivers?
No.
It looks like Tua's go. I mean, Tua's quote-unquote planning to play tonight. So
all right. All right.
This is, we'll talk about it.
We'll get to it.
Yeah, but this is a good game.
Lions, Vikings, we said to stay away from this. This came down to a last minute touchdown in that game. Lions are tough, man. If you're out there and you're looking for a quarterback, if they're still on the waiver wire for fantasy football, Jared Goff has been in the top three of the league quarterback this year as far as fantasy points go. Obviously, in real life, the Lions are 1-2. But they're always down. He's always got to chuck the ball. And then they're always close towards the end. I ended up scooping him up in two of my leagues. And I'm going to give him a go here because he's putting up numbers and he's throwing the ball a lot this year. Next up, you got the Ravens against the Patriots. Called this one. Patriots are horrific. There's no way to put it. Mac Jones had three interceptions in that game.
Yeah, now he's got a high ankle sprain, and it looked pretty bad.
It looks like it's broken in
so
half.
So Myles Garrett had the same injury. Granted, he's a much larger man, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's also in better shape and more athletic than Mac Jones, and he missed 6 weeks last year with that injury.
I think he's out for 8 to 10.
He may be. It looks nasty. Honestly, I don't know if they recover from this. Brian Hoyer's 0-9, I think, in his last 9 starts.
He's 1,000 years old, too.
Yeah, and he's not good. I mean, it'd be one thing if you were bringing in, like you said, you're bringing in some hump, but you've got world-class receivers. The Patriots have nobody.
Nothing.
They don't have runners. They don't have catchers. So, you know, look, it's Bill Belichick, right? So you can... Whatever happens, you can bet the Patriots under for next week. This week. That'd be my guess. Because he knows the only way he can win is to grind that game to a fucking halt.
Yeah. If I'm him, I get the fuck out of here after this season. I mean, there's so many pieces away. It's got to be a total rebuild. Because Mac Jones isn't the guy. So if I'm him, I go someplace that is this, you know.
Dallas.
Yeah. Well, not Dallas.
I would.
I don't think Dallas.
If I was him, I would go to Dallas. Go to America's team and then win 4 Super Bowls.
That's what Parcells did.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe.
He went Jets, Patriots, then.
Yeah.
He's played for all the major franchises.
Maybe he goes there. I'm trying to think what else would be a good fit for him. Man,
maybe Seattle, but I don't know if he wants to go coast to coast like that.
No, but Bill maybe Belichick, the Packers, dude.
Yeah, maybe. He doesn't do anything, so living in Green Bay wouldn't be a big deal for him.
And it's the same weather, so who gives a shit? Maybe we'll see what happens to him. Next up, Bengals versus Jets. Look, called this one. Bengals, I didn't think we're going to go 0-3. O-line still does not look great for Joe Burrow, and I don't know how many games that guy's going to be able to play this year. It's rough out there. Obviously, they got lucky with playing the Jets this week, but, man, it's not good for Joe. They won 27-12. Next up, the Eagles versus the Commanders. This was a weird game because it was such a blowout in the second quarter. It looked like the Eagles decided to stop playing after that. So it was 24-8 in this game.
Well, that's not what happened. What happened was the Commanders have a pretty decent run defense. That's what happened, right? And they're not going to risk Jalen Hurst. So it was pretty much all Miles Sanders in the second half. And who's their other running back, Delco?
Sermon.
Yeah, Sermon, yeah.
Okay.
So it's like, they were just trying to run the ball and take time off the clock. I don't think they were I would have to look at the splits, but I don't think Hurts even threw the ball that much in the second
half. Look, he threw for 340 and three touchdowns.
Yeah,
he,
but most of that was in the first half.
It was all in the second quarter, to be honest with you.
I don't think they necessarily let up. I think that they went from a strength of theirs, which is their passing game, to a weakness, not necessarily a weakness of theirs, but to the strength of the defense. Like, the Commanders have a pretty good run defense.
Because all 24 points were scored in the second quarter of this game, and that was it.
It was
very fast. And Devonta Smith looked great. He's on a lot of my fantasy teams. And then the Eagles fly. 3-0.
Sermon actually didn't get a carry in the game.
Oh, he did? Yeah. No shit.
Gainwell did, Pascal, and Boston Scott. But really, Miles Sanders had 15 carries.
That's it?
Yeah.
46 yards.
Not great. That doesn't really matter. Jalen Hurts was great.
Boston Scott and Zach Pascal and Kenneth Gainwell all had carries in this game. I don't know who any of those people are.
Yeah.
Like, I've never heard of any of them, but that's what happened. They fucking ran their backup running backs against Washington.
They threw up these turds. It didn't matter. They were up. Saints-Panthers. Didn't bet this one. Didn't really care. Still don't care. Can we be done with Jameis Winston? I just want you to say he's fucking awful and we can move on with our lives. Just once. We're all done with Jameis Winston.
No, we're not.
Why? Why do you continue to play this guy? He fucking sucks. 1-2, the Saints are. They look listless. Only scored 14 points, and they have the best goddamn wide receivers in the NFL. It is unbelievable that this turd can't do anything.
I wonder what's going on with Michael Thomas. Is he still not healthy or what?
No, he's playing.
I see him playing, but he only five targets and he caught all five balls, but not for a whole lot of yards.
I know, but because your quarterback is Jameis Winston and he fucking sucks.
Yeah, but Chris Olave had 9 receptions for 147 yards and almost 3 times as many targets.
The game before is the exact opposite. Olave had nothing, and then Michael Thomas had a big game.
And they have Traquan Smith, who had 105 yards. They have Jarvis Landry on that team. Like, there's plenty
loaded
of receivers.
Loaded with wide receivers. And Alvin Kamara, and you fucking lose to the Panthers? Get him out of there. Jameis. God damn it. Oh, you know who's coming back, by the way, speaking of the Saints? Is the head coach, Kevin James. Kevin James is going to come back.
Sean Payton?
Yeah. Oh, well, Kevin James did such a good job in the movie. Forgive me if I blended them. You know, they look identical.
Where is he coming back to?
So he said, if the right job opens up, I want to coach in 2023. I think that right job is the Dallas job, by the way. I think he slides over to the Cowboys and replaces homeboy. And he's a great coach.
It's possible, yeah.
But he does want to coach, and he was very vocal about it last week. Next up, Jaguars against the Chargers. Full disclosure, did not watch this game. Because we were driving back over there, 38-10. I didn't see any of this game, and I didn't know the end result of this. How the fuck did that happen?
Well,
at the Chargers, the Jaguars beat them 38-10.
There's no at the Chargers.
Yeah,
there's no home game for the Chargers.
But there's no home game for the Jaguars either.
There's more than the Chargers. I mean,
you've clearly never been to Duval.
Oh boy, I've been to that stadium. It's fine if you're there, but it's not like there's a huge segment of Jacksonville Jaguars fans outside of that city.
No, this is the first game that Jacksonville's offense has run like it's supposed to. The first time I've ever seen them. Well, now Peterson's there, right?
Dougie P.
So they actually have a coach.
Well, he's a good coach.
He's an exceptional coach.
Yeah.
With a recent Super Bowl victory. But James Robinson had a great game. Travis Etienne had a good game. You know what I mean? This is the first time this team as designed has worked properly. We'll see if they do it again in the weeks to come. But this is the first game Trevor Lawrence has looked like an NFL quarterback.
But they're 2-1, and that's great for the Jaguars. Like, that's an amazing turnaround. We'll see if they can keep it going.
And the Chargers are 1-2, which is should not. We would not have expected that. But
Herbert is hurt. He looked.
Herbert's hurt.
From what I'm reading here, what are you going to do with broken ribs?
Eckler has not looked good this year either. I think he's banged up.
Yeah.
And Sony Michel is like 45 years old. So.
And they just lost Joey Bosa as well, right?
Yeah.
So he's going to be out for, I think, 10 weeks.
They're pretty much holding their breath until like the last third of the season, to be honest.
Yeesh. Not good. That was a sleeper team this year.
Yeah.
Didn't bet this game, though, luckily. Rams versus Cardinals. Bet this one. Had the over. Nowhere near it. Rams 20, Cardinals 12. This was 4 field goals for the Cardinals after paying their quarterback $250 million. The Cardinals are 1-2.
I don't see how Kyler Murray threw 37. Oh, he threw 58 times, but he completed 37 passes, and not one of them resulted in a touchdown.
Sure didn't.
That's you almost got to try to do that.
I am shocked by this team week in and week out. They're so fucking hard to bet on.
Hollywood.
That's why I didn't take the spread. I'll take like the over in these games. They usually hit. This was nowhere near it.
That Murray, I expected more out of Murray and Hollywood Brown so far this year, but this game they look good together. But you're still like, how much longer is fucking Hopkins out?
Week six. He comes back week six. I got him on my bench in a couple of leagues.
I think that's probably when things will turn around for him, and it actually might be good for the Cardinals, because usually they get off 8-9 game good start and then just fucking evaporate. Maybe that 8 or 9 games will be when it actually matters this time.
Yeah, they still need a running back.
If they're not fucking, you know, 3-12 by then or whatever the fuck.
We'll see. Next up, the Falcons. Come on, dude. Big win at Seattle.
These are two of the worst teams in football right here.
Yeah.
These might be the two worst teams. Who's worse than the Falcons or the Seahawks?
That's a great question.
Maybe the Patriots.
Look, I'm a Falcons fan, and I don't even want to watch the Falcons games.
Jets.
I haven't watched one Falcons game this year.
No, homeboy's coming back this week for the Jets, so...
Zach Wilson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. I fucked your mom.
Yeah, the Cougar Hunter's coming back. Geno Smith, big boy game in this, 325 yards.
Against the Falcons defense.
Yeah.
Which is basically like playing in a fucking Division II team.
Cordell Patterson keeps fucking doing it, dude. It's crazy to see a wide receiver get 141 yards rushing. It's amazing.
He's actually, I think, better than Deebo Samuel at being Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, because he's forced to. He's on the Falcons.
Well, he doesn't bitch about it either.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even know what this guy's voice sounds like. You never hear him talk. I don't care. It doesn't matter for the fact. Like, this is great. You beat the worst team that's worse than you. Awesome. Next up, Packers, Buccaneers. This is exactly what we thought this game was going to be.
Yeah.
No wide receivers on either team. I'll say it again, Packers fans. You have no receivers. None. It's a 14-12 game. You scored all 14 points in the first half, and you scored 0 in the second half. Brady was obviously without all his receivers as well. This game is exactly the way we thought it was going to go. And they still had an opportunity at the end, and they fucked it up. Bucks are 2-1. Packers are 2-1. We called this. Stayed away from it. It is what it is. I just want to know when the Packers fans are going to admit that Rodgers took so much money that they can't afford to throw the ball anymore.
Never.
No, never.
But I do wonder if there's going to be an over-under on how many iPads Tom Brady breaks in each game.
30.
Because he's like chucking them.
30. And then, you know, breaking news out of Tampa, they are going to play that game there in Tampa against the Chiefs. So I guess the hurricane didn't hit Tampa that bad. I thought it was coming right through there. Tampa, St. Pete area, I guess.
Yeah, it looked like it skipped it.
Okay. Next up, 49ers against the Broncos. Boy, was there a grosser game than Packers Bucks at 14-12? There sure was, kids. It was this one. 11-10.
This is like a baseball game.
Sure is. Sure is. Both of these teams are just fucking horrific. Russell Wilson, man. Another guy he paid $250 for to get 11 points. One of them was a safety.
Yes, I don't remember who it was. Somebody said they should have given that $235 million to the punter on the other team.
Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck. And he's like, oh, I'm actually 3-0 against him.
Mm.
Sweet.
Yeah. Bro. Way to go.
That you really fucking shocked the world with that comeback.
Are you not going to mention how they got the safety?
How did they get the safety?
Jimmy G ran out the back of the end zone.
Oh, that's right. Shit. That's right. He stepped out of the back of the end zone. It was a Dan Orlovsky play, dude. Stepped right out. That fucking numb dick. We had the under on this one. We had the spread. We had all the things in this one. We won money. Everybody else refused to believe how bad these teams are in Drinking Bros Sports. I don't really know why. They're fucking horrific, dude. And they're not getting better anytime soon. Jimmy G was 18 of 29 for 211 yards. Gross. I just watched a JV team here in Texas, dude, with more yards than that. Fuck, that Dripping Springs high school football team, their homecoming game, 77-0 the other night.
Man, when a Texas school can sling it, they can fucking sling it.
That kid got recorded by Ohio State. He turned him down. He went to Baylor. Went to Baylor.
Is he like a Jesus person or something?
I'm not sure. That's a great question. Boy, you never know.
That's
what you else never know. Would take you to Waco?
I don't know. I don't know, brother.
Like, instead of all, like, look, maybe he doesn't like the cold, but
maybe he wanted to be close to home. I don't know.
That's stupid.
I agree.
Columbus is quite a bit better than Waco, fucking Texas.
Crazy. Final game of the weekend was Cowboys versus Giants. Once again, Michael Irvin's rants the next day on ESPN was one of the greatest rants I've ever seen in my life. And everybody asks all the time how he was on the show. He's one of our top three guests of all time. That's the reason why. I mean, he just goes off on a daily basis. It's fun, hilarious, and exciting, unlike this game. This was Cowboys. Look, they grunted out another one, 23-16. I guess it doesn't matter if your hopes and dreams are pinned to Dak coming back in a couple weeks.
Sorry, excuse me. Cooper Rush is the quarterback now.
Yeah, he's not going to be for long. He had 200 yards passing in this game. And
that's all it does takes.
Is win.
Yeah, sure. Is he undefeated as a starting quarterback in the NFL?
This year.
I think last year, he had one start, right? Didn't he win that one?
I don't think he won ever.
Well, when fucking you have Tony Pollard and Zeke putting up 180 yards rushing a game, you don't really need to air it out like that. As a matter of fact, if you can run like that, you should run like that.
Yeah.
Because you can control the clock a lot. Let's see the fucking time of possession here. So, Dallas had the ball for about five more minutes than the Giants
did. That's a lot. It's half a quarter.
Yeah. Not that the Giants would have been able to do anything with it anyways because Daniel Jones is a clown, but either way.
He's 11-2.
As a starter?
Yeah.
Cooper Rush?
I feel like you kind of got to ride that, to be honest, until in the fucking wheels fall. Why are you going to bring back a guy with a broken hand who can't win games?
I think Dak Prescott sucks anyway, so I don't really care. Why not? You know,
this is exactly how Romo happened, right? Bledsoe got hurt.
It's how fucking Tom Brady happened, goddammit.
Yeah, dude.
Let's not compare him to Tom Brady.
Tom Brady wasn't the greatest quarterback to start.
I think he brought him in the playoffs and he won, right?
Yeah, but he wasn't like a good quarterback. If you look statistically, he was kind of like a game manager.
Well, he was a shitty quarterback in college, so you're right. You're right.
And then he developed into
the best. Yeah. Maybe all he needs is playing time, and maybe that's what Cooper Rush needs. And nothing would make me happier than the Cowboys believing in Cooper Rush after paying Dak Prescott $250 million. He broke his leg in half.
I would like it because, you know, we're friends with a lot of Cowboys. It wouldn't be the worst thing to actually see them win games.
I agree. I just don't think that they're built for it, really.
No.
I don't think Dak Prescott will ever win a Super Bowl, ever.
No, I don't think so either.
Ever.
He just doesn't, whatever it is, he's not got it.
No, he doesn't have it. He keeps getting hurt.
By it, do you mean friends? Because have you ever seen the spring break video of him getting stomped?
Oh, was that him? Fuck, I forgot about that video.
Yeah, he gets his ass beat because he has no friends.
Helped him out.
Like a stomp the yard kind of situation?
I mean, he got beat down in the fight.
He actually got beat up.
Yeah, he got jumped by like eight dudes, and all of his friends were there just watching him get his ass beat in the circle. Like, it was crazy, dude. Absolutely fucking... There it is. That's right. We'll just tell people to look it up. It's fine. In the meantime, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKITBROS doubles your deposit all the way up to $1,000. That first deposit, that'll get you going here. And it's nice to get a little taste on these Thursday night games. These Thursday night games have been really fucking good this year. As far as teams go, tonight is no exception. And good for Captain Bezos there on the Amazon Prime. But you can bet on it tonight on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Turn that new side hustle into a fun new gig over at mybookie.com. Again, that promo code is Drinking Bros, doubling your deposits all the way up to $1,000. Bet on anything, anytime, from anywhere at mybookie.com. Thursday night game of the week, Dolphins at Bengals. This is a great game. If Tua plays, this is fucking dope, dude.
He's playing.
I'm excited. This is Cincinnati -3.5. The over-under is 48.5. I know exactly where I'm going with this one. Where are you going tonight?
um, I'll take Cincinnati at 3.5 for sure.
Okay.
Or I'm sorry, the Dolphins at +3.5.
Okay.
Like, I'm not even going to fuck with that.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
I don't understand the line, to be frank.
I mean, I don't either.
The Dolphins have overperformed in every week defensively so far, especially against an extremely good Bills team. What are they holding to, 19 points? I know there were some mistakes in there, but they weren't unforced mistakes. And the Bengals' offensive line is the worst in football.
Yeah.
So far as I could tell. Maybe the Texans are worse, but fuck. This line doesn't make any sense.
Me neither. And with all the wide receivers on both sides of the ball in this game, I think you're going to chuck a lot. For funsies, because I like to do both, obviously, with the teasers. You know, love those teasers, dog. I'm going to go up 7 with this one and take Miami +10.5. And then go down on that over under to 41.5 and take the over in that and just enjoy my life watching this game tonight. I think this one's easy unless something happens to Tua. Who's his backup again? I'm sorry.
Bridgewater.
Teddy Two Gloves.
I think he could fucking do it. I think he could come with Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. Even he could throw to those guys. He's never had that type of talent.
Either
way, why not?
Dolphins start out slow, like they do in every game.
Mm-hmm.
Bengals first half, -2.5.
That's where you're going tonight?
Yes.
All right. Next up, we got the Vikings against the Saints. Oof, boy.
No.
It's in London.
I don't care if it's on the fucking moon.
This is
disgusting.
8:30 in the morning. Why do they always send the shittiest teams to England? Has there ever been a good game over there? Ever? I know they're trying to make it a thing, the NFL over there.
Didn't the Rams go last year?
Mm,
or was it 2 years ago?
I'm not sure. I think it was 2 years ago when they were shitty.
Yeah, maybe.
This game, man, now the fucking people in... this is in Tottenham, too.
Tottenham.
It's a shout-out to Ivan. That's his team. Dude, they're going to watch the fucking Jameis Winston Saints against Kirk Cousins. That's terrible.
Do you consider this a primetime game since it's at a special time in a different location? Because Kirk Cousins sucks in all those.
So for us, this game is at 8:30 in the morning.
I know what it is here, but...
Yeah. If you're in California, this is 7:30 in the morning. What are we doing? Why are we doing this game?
6:30.
Oh, shit, you're right. Yeah, fuck. Why are we doing this game? This is on the NFL Network, which I didn't think they had games anymore, but I guess they do.
There's no way that fucking American football is ever going to make its way into England. I don't know why people have thought that's a thing. They don't give a fuck about this.
No, and I know for a long time they've been doing this game. By the way, this is Minnesota -2.5. If you're super desperate and you're up, like let's say you work an early morning job, maybe a donut shop or a coffee shop on Sunday mornings, and you just want something on in the background to bet, fine, go ahead. I'm not going to do anything to this game. I won't even probably see 1 second of it, to be honest with you. I might have it on with kids.
Nope.
Skip it. It'll be on the background.
Just put on fucking cartoons and skip this shit.
But here's what I don't get as far as the NFL is concerned, because they keep doing this game every year over in London, and they want it to catch on. And there was talks at one point, I don't know if you remember this, that the Jacksonville Jaguars would be sold to London, and they were going to start doing games over there to try to get people interested and everything else. I don't think that should ever happen because the flight's too long and everybody would need a bye week after fucking flying over there, let alone the teams over there having to play. What are they going to play? The Rams and fly all the way to LA from London? No, stop doing this game. Nobody watches it. You're only sending our shittiest players. So you're not improving the product around the world. Instead, you got to subject the people of England to Jameis fucking Winston, dude. Don't do that either. All right? It's a bad look. Let's just end this fucking game.
I feel like that's almost like a declaration of war.
Almost.
Right?
It's a reverse 1776. Yeah. If I'm them, I try to take back over America again for sending us these fucking players, dude. You send me fucking Jameis Winston on a Sunday, I'm going to go and try to steal your country back.
I think that what needs to happen is Jameis Winston needs to go visit the Queen's grave, jump up on top of it, and yell, fuck her right in the pussy.
Yep.
Throwback to his FSU days.
Sure, sure. Throw some crab legs on top of the coffin and walk off. Man, she just died. We're going to disrespect her with this game? This is the first game that we give her after she's dead? Jameis Winston and Kirk Cousins?
I actually don't give a fuck about the Queen, so I'm fine with it now.
I'm not. Her little body just got lowered into the ground. And then we send these two fucks over there.
Well, what's England done recently to deserve anything from us?
A lot, dude. A lot.
Name one thing.
Fucking Oasis. All right?
No, that was like 30 years ago.
I'll still take it.
They could have taken Meghan Markle in and either keep her the fuck out of our country or Princess Diana her. Either one of those would have been better options than what we're dealing with now.
Well, I hope we get the latter. But look, if somebody emailed me and they were like, hey, Oasis at Creek in the Cave tonight. You know, they're just going to play a private set, a coup. And they're going to lead with Wonderwall. I'm there.
Well, they can't because they hate each other and they can't be in the same room.
I understand. That's how talented they are. That they just can't. There's too much genius in the family.
No, that's not talent. That's just being cunts.
No. Yep. No, they're amazing humans and they've brought the world together with their songs and their music. Champagne Supernova.
Jimmy Page and Robert Plant have been fucking playing and touring together for like 50 years. And they're quite a bit more talented than the Oasis.
I think they just stopped in like 81.
They're still doing stuff now.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, Plant literally plays like every festival.
Yeah. He does. Robert Plant does, but Jimmy Page doesn't.
Yeah, he does. Well, he doesn't play every one, but they play together on a regular basis still.
No.
Yep.
Bob, look that up. Fact check that. Led Zeppelin has only played one show since 1981.
They haven't called themselves Led Zeppelin since John Bonham died, I don't think.
Okay.
But they play together Plant Page tour. It was like just a couple years ago. There was a whole tour. Yeah.
All right. Look it up, Bob. What do we got?
Let's see here. They were touring in the 90s. Page and Plant appears to be their other band or whatever.
Page and Plant tickets.
I don't know. I'm having trouble. Let me see if I can just.
Yeah, dude, because they don't fucking play together.
I think 2014.
Oh, no, here we go. Jimmy Page and Robert Plant. Tickets for upcoming.
I think
ours is near.
2014 is the last time they played together.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
When's the last time Oasis played together?
Look, I think I saw them in 2010, maybe, but they hate each other.
I feel like those guys are always broke, though.
No, they're not.
They have to.
Homeboys, he doesn't do anything but sit in his fucking house and jack off.
Oasis hasn't played together since 2009. So Jimmy Page and Robert Plant, who, by the way, are 30 years older than these guys.
Yeah.
Have played more recently together than these assholes have.
Either way, England gave us both. I'm not going to bicker about it.
They also gave us Ozzy.
And they gave us the Rolling Stones.
But it was a long time ago.
So what, dude? That has lived forever. They've done a lot more for the world than most countries.
Since then, we've given them like Halsey and Lizzo, a couple other ones.
Lil Wayne, Jay-Z.
I was kidding about those first two. They suck.
They're great. Lizzo's great. She played James Madison's flute. Sounded awesome. By the way, tickets are available on drinkingbrostickets.com for all this stuff. So if they are in your area, feel free. But this Vikings Saints game, not going to touch. Next up, Browns and the Falcons. Why?
I mean, the Browns. Why? It's minus one, but the Browns. To be honest, even with their current composition, and even with Myles Garrett out, if he is indeed out, the Browns should still win this game by a touchdown.
I agree. I agree. I take the Browns in this one. It's minus one. I don't know why. Maybe it's Myles Garrett. But look, they're going to run the ball over and over and over again. The Falcons have zero defense. Nick Chubb might go for 1,000 yards in this game. So we'll see.
Let's see how the Falcons have done.
Don't really understand this game whatsoever. Mariota's got like 200 yards passing a game. He fucking sucks. Three touchdowns through three games. He fucking sucks. This team sucks. Sucks my whole asshole.
So does our internet. I can't look anything up.
Who cares? Next up, we got the Commanders against the Cowboys. Cowboys minus three at home against Washington. Trap game. I don't bet this fucking game.
Well, but for the reasons I said before, it's an interesting game because the Commanders' run defense is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Pass defense, not their pass rush is not on. They still don't have Chase Young back.
Right.
I don't think he's going to be back until Week 7 at the earliest.
Okay.
If even then. This is a trap game. Don't bet this.
There's
a good chance Washington will win this game.
Yeah, I agree. And I think because Wentz shows up every other game, it feels like. He was off last game. This game, he might show up and might fuck around and win this game. But if you're a Cowboys fan, tickets are only $23 right now on drinkingbrostickets.com. If you want to go out and see your favorite team, good chance to do it. Once Dak is back, those tickets for the Cowboys go sky high, dude. It's crazy. Those fucking people are insane, dude, to watch.
How are you going
to
fake Cooper Rush after what I just told you?
Look, it's fine that they're winning and everything else, but Carson Wentz is one of those weird guys. Every other week, he will just fucking bomb teams, dude.
And yeah, he sucks.
He's got double the touchdowns of the Falcons coach. I would take him over Mariota for the Falcons. So, no, I don't think he sucks. All right? I'm not going to say that on this program. I will not say. He's got better numbers than fucking Matt Ryan, anybody, half the NFL, Carson Wentz does this year. Next up, Seahawks against the Lions. This is Lions -4. They're finally getting some respect, dude. This is the second time they've been favorites.
This could be disrespect towards the Seahawks, to be honest.
Let's ride the lightning on this game, brother. It's Detroit's time, dude. I think they go 2-2. They get it back to 500. Jared Goff goes for 330 in this game. I think the Lions are going to win this. I'm gonna buy a point and a half though and take this at 2.5. I think the Lions win by a field goal.
No.
Yeah.
They may, but I'm not getting involved in this shit.
Whew. These tickets are double the price of the Cowboys tickets, and this is in Detroit. These are $58 up there. That's wild, man. People are starting to believe there in Detroit. Well,
in Detroit, they have to pay extra security to watch your car so it doesn't get stolen.
Sure does.
So that's probably where the extra money's coming in.
Sure does. Next up, Titans and the Colts. Gross. This is another trap game. This is Indy -3.5 here. The over-under is gross as well, 43. Matt Ryan has looked like dog shit this year. I don't know which Tennessee team is going to show up week in and week out. You know, they beat the Raiders, which was saying something. I thought for sure the Raiders were going to win that game last week, and they didn't. So this is one of those games where if you're a fan of these teams, which I don't know many on either side, bet it. Tighten up if you want to. This is just not for me. I'm not going to do it.
No.
You? No.
No.
I mean, there's some bad games this weekend, guys. Buckle up because we're
honestly,
it's going to get worse.
As bad as the Titans have been, I wouldn't give Indianapolis 3.5 points.
No.
In any game.
Nope.
They fucking suck this year.
Yeah, I sure wouldn't. Next up is Bears against the Giants. This is another game. This is Giants -3. Whenever it's that 3.5 range for these games, it's just Vegas begging you to bet on either of these teams because they don't fucking know. It's a coin toss. You'd have better luck just throwing darts at a board with half of it Bears, half of it Giants in this one. Who fucking knows? I mean, you don't touch this, do you?
No.
Some junky-ass shit, dude. Yeah,
don't you love teasers?
I do love teasers, but I don't love either of these teams. Here's why I say this.
Bears and 9.
Gross. Here's why I say it. It wouldn't surprise me if the Giants won 24-0 or the Bears won 23-0. Like, it would not surprise me either way. Therefore, I can't do anything with this game.
This is the NFL.
Nothing.
It's always one possession. There's so many one possession games.
It's not.
It is.
Last Thursday night was a perfect example.
If you go through the numbers, like I think the NFL has like majority one possession games. So whenever there's like people that are quarterbacks that are like, you know, or coaches, like there's their record in one possession games. It's kind of like a shitty, fluffy record because most NFL games are one possession games.
I'll peep out last week after this and then we'll see if that's true. Next up, Jaguars against the Eagles. It was actually a fun game.
Mm-hmm.
If the Jaguars really have indeed put it together, this is fun. Eagles are on a roll, and they're at home. This is Eagles -6.5. It's real, real goddamn hard to bet against the Eagles right now. And therefore, I'm taking them. I've got the Eagles in this one. It's under a touchdown. I'm good. I'm going to take the Eagles.
Jaguars have the 5th best defense in the NFL so far this year.
Mm-hmm. But they played 3 shitty teams.
But they're getting – so the thing that's making their defense good is turnovers. I think they're +7 on turnovers. The Eagles have not turned the ball over very much. But -6.5, I can take that to +13.5. Jaguars, I'll probably do that.
Okay.
Although I think Philly will win this game. I just don't think it's going to be by fucking 2 touchdowns.
And the city's getting real excited here. I always look at these ticket prices to see how excited a city is about their team. Mm-hmm. These are nosebleeds. Last row in the stadium on drinkingbrostickets.com are going for $117 apiece. So people are amped about this team. They're on a roll. I think they continue. I'm fine with -6.5 straight up, and I will be betting this game a lot of money on it. This next game, though, can be put right into a fucking wood chipper. You can spit out all the teams and make some form of artwork or painting out of it. Do whatever you want. It's Jets versus Steelers, and this is Steelers -3.5. Why? And is Trubisky still starting? Do they say he's still going to start this week? Oh, good. Good for them.
Should still be Trubisky,
I believe. Why not? Yeah. Why not? He's been so great this year. Let him continue. It's not like you drafted a guy at 20 who's a hometown hero who would actually sell tickets for this fucking game.
They should be 0-3.
It should be.
They eked one out in week one against the Bengals, but they should be 0-3.
They should
now.
Be, yeah.
Also, it's the Steelers. They don't need to sell tickets. They always sell tickets.
I mean, who would you say has got a higher ticket price this weekend? The Eagles or the Steelers without looking?
It doesn't matter. The Steelers are always going to sell out.
$88, dude. That's under face value right there. You can go to this fucking game because they're awful. They're just awful, dude.
It doesn't matter. It's a football. It's like the St. Louis Cardinals. Like, it doesn't matter how good or bad they are.
Nobody was going to there. That's why they got fucking sold. That's why they sold, Bob. No one went to the goddamn games there.
They just sell them again.
Yeah.
Maybe
they might. They might. Not betting this game either. Who knows? Who cares? This is gross. No need. Game of the week, though, is up next. This is awesome. Bills, Ravens? Let's go, dude. Let's go. This is Buffalo -3. This is at the Ravens. Bills are coming off of that loss to the Dolphins. Where are you going with this? Bills versus Ravens.
-3. I'll probably buy half a point.
And?
Buffalo 3.5 or 2.5.
Yeah, that's where I'm going too. Buffalo. I don't think they lose this week. That was a major letdown against the Dolphins. Ravens are hit and miss. Shit, who do they lose to? That was bad. That was a fucking 30-point comeback.
But Lamar Jackson is leading the team in rushing right now, and that's not good for them.
Well, he always is, right? Did J.K. Dobbins end up coming back? Because he was hurt.
He's questionable for this week.
Okay. He was hurt. Most of the running backs have been hurt. So Lamar Jackson is your leading rusher. If that continues, though, he's going to get hurt. Because he can't keep doing this shit week in and week out and not get his leg torn off his body.
Yeah.
And and he's his own agent. Did you know that? So yeah. He negotiates his contract, and he backed out of that deal. So he got an offer for $250. It wasn't fully guaranteed like Deshaun Watson's. But what was guaranteed was $161 million. He said, nah, I'm good. I'm just going to play this season out, and we'll see what happens after that, which is crazy to me when you have to run the ball this much. But it's going to be a fun game to watch, and he is a blast to watch. And Mark Andrews has been on fire for the Ravens this year, but I'm still taking the Bills in this one.
The Ravens are actually giving up quite a bit more points than usual this year, so I don't think their defense is that good. I think the Bills are fine.
Yeah, so do I. Next up, Chargers versus Texans. This is Chargers -5. The over-under is 44 in this game.
I don't know why you would bet on this game. We don't even know if Herbert's going to play. If he does, is he still that fucked up?
Yeah. Okay. Bosa's out in this game. It's a strange one, man. The Texans are 0-2-1. However, they've covered, man.
Mm-hmm.
They've covered most of these spreads. It's a weird, gross team. I don't know how they're keeping any of these games close, but until you find out the health of Herbert, hold off on this game, in my opinion, and see what happens. Next up, we got the Cardinals against the Panthers. It's Carolina -1.5. I'm going to take the Cardinals. I'm going to take the Cardinals in this one.
+7.5.
You are going to tease this up? I'm not even going to tease it. I'm going to take the Cardinals. It's getting that 1.5 in this one. And here's why. If you're Kyler Murray and the Cardinals and you can't beat Baker Mayfield in Carolina, you don't deserve to be in the NFL. So to me, you have to win this game. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you start off 1-3 against some pretty shitty fucking teams, dude. And that's awful for a quarterback who just signed a $250 million deal. So I'm going the Cardinals simply because if they lose this game, you're done, man, at 1-3. And you're losing to Carolina? You're not going to beat the top tier teams.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what their fucking plan is because it's they have a pretty squishy schedule in the middle. They play Philly next week, but then they have Seattle, New Orleans, at Minnesota could be tough, but then Seattle again. And then Rams. Rams, 49ers, Chargers again. I don't know. That's this team is not going to be good.
No.
Like, it's like 7 wins, maybe, if they don't get their shit together.
Yeah, I mean, look, Hopkins coming back certainly will help.
Mm-hmm.
And you still should beat the fucking Carolina. Like Carolina. McCaffrey's still healthy for Carolina, which is a miracle. Mm-hmm. He's made it through week 3. Way to go.
Yeah,
hey, CMC. Man. Proud of you. You've made it through week 3.
Set a goal for yourself and then try to
That's it, dude.
Get there, you know.
If you believe it, you can achieve it. And he's still alive through week 3. If you have him in fantasy, congratulations. You got probably 2 more weeks with him. but I'm all in on the Cardinals in this one just simply because if they lose, they're cooked. That's mm-hmm. it. Next up, Patriots against the Packers. Big boy spread in this one. Green Bay -9.5. What do you do here? Because Hoyer sucks. We know for a fact that Mac Jones is dead. He's out of this game. He's not playing. And the Patriots have no one else on offense. Do you tease this down and take it at fucking, like, the over-under, this is one of the lowest I've ever seen in the NFL for the Packers.
Yeah.
40.5?
You could take it down to Packers -2.5 at home. I think that's probably safe.
You sure could and put that on a teaser card, and that'd be a fun one. I don't touch this over-under. I don't even bring this down to 33.5, and I'll tell you why. And by the way, we're saying 7 points on here. My bookie's got -7, -6.5, -6. Whatever you decide to do on your own sliding scale, that's fine. But these big teaser cards we like to put together is usually 5 to 7 teams. So I'll usually go to 7 just because it's not that much of a difference financially as far as what goes inside my wallet at the end of the day. I don't trust taking this down to 33.5 because this could be a 28-0 game. I don't know if the Patriots score at all in this game.
Yeah.
Unless Rodgers throws a pick 6. I don't know if they score.
Man, I don't even want to think about it.
A team total for the Patriots would be a great under to take in this one. Because if it's under 14, I take it.
This might be the first year ever in the history of the NFL that two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time are facing off, and I don't want to see it like last week. Right.
Oh yeah.
I didn't watch 1 second of that fucking game.
I think we watched the end of it. It was on the background. We were like, is that 12-10?
I looked at it on my phone one time and then put my phone away.
I peeked inside when we were at the brewery doing the taste test, and I was just like, gross.
No point.
Gross.
But yeah, that's this is. I'm not going to watch this either. But I think the Packers will win by at least a field goal. So.
Yeah, they should. They should. Aaron Rodgers, 684 yards passing this year through 3 games. It's unusual.
Could be worse.
I guess. next up, we got Broncos against the Raiders. This is Las Vegas, -2.5. Who do I hate more?
This might be the first time in my life, another first, that I'll be rooting for Russell Wilson. Because I would love to see the Raiders go 0-4. Just so they should just shut up forever. This is the best team you've put on the field since John Gruden was there the first time, and you are 0-4. Just shut up forever, get rid of that franchise, or sell it to somebody that doesn't cut their own hair at home.
Yeah.
Maybe is a good idea.
Yeah. This is such a hard one for me. It's an internal struggle because there's 3 people I hate in this game. Okay. Yeah. Russell Wilson. I hate Carr.
I don't know why you hate Carr. He just sucks.
Get him out of there.
He's not a bad dude, though.
He's a fine guy. I'm sure we could throw back some lagers and have a few laughs about inappropriate work behavior or something like that.
But if you and I hung out with Russell Wilson, we would probably give him a wedgie and hang him up on the fucking stall door.
Oh, it'd be.
He's like a giant tool nerd.
It would be awful.
Nobody wants to be around.
You know who the third person I hate is in this whole thing?
The owner of the Raiders who cuts his own hair?
Nope, me, because I'm going to bet this. I'm going to bet this game, and I'm going to hate myself for doing it. I'm going to take the Raiders -2.5 because there is no way they go 0-4 against Russell Wilson. This Broncos team cannot score a fucking touchdown to save their lives, and I think they finally do it. Tickets in this game are the most expensive of the entire week, by the way. $208 for the last row.
It's in Vegas, and it's finally the weather is okay enough to be outside in Vegas.
But it's a dome. It's a dome.
No, I mean just like being in the city and shit.
Oh, just walking around? Yeah, I guess so. Boy, I'm in and I hate myself for it. I'm taking the Raiders -2.5. Give me that field goal. Just give me that field goal win that I know it's going to be. And it's going to be something shitty at the end. There'll be a lot of clock mismanagements. It's going to be probably a 54-yarder at the end. And that's what's going to happen. I'm going to hate myself for betting it, but I'm going to do it anyways because I hate Russell Wilson more. Even though the Broncos are magically 2-1 and they've scored a total of, what, 30 points this year?
Yeah.
Gross. Fun game on Sunday night, though, to cap it off. Chiefs, Buccaneers. Haven't seen an even line in a long time, have you?
No, and I don't think this is a fun game.
Really?
No, I think this is like a fucking 23-15 game or some shit like that.
No shit. Yeah. Why do you think that?
Because the Bucs have the best. They have like a top five pass defense, a top five run defense. They one of the better teams in the red zone on defense as well. And we know they can't score. The Chiefs had big problems last week with a team that's not even close to as good defensively as the Bucs are. Right.
Right.
And it came down to not being able to run the ball, and they're damn sure not going to be able to run it on the Buccaneers.
Well,
I would be surprised if the Chiefs score over 25 points in this game.
46 is the over under in this one. It's tough. So Mike Evans will be back because he was only suspended. He wasn't actually hurt. Mm-hmm. But I don't know about Godwin. They keep cock teasing him every week that he might come back. I have him on fantasy. He's been stuck on my fucking bench all year. I can't do anything with him. And then Julio Jones. What's the fucking mystery illness with that guy?
I don't know.
I mean,
honestly, it's
he lost all that weight and he was, you know, doing yoga and some other bullshit to stay
I think he healthy. Only played like 6 or 7 games all of last year, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's played one game this year or a half a game this year. Look, I said this earlier and I mean it. I think the Chiefs are the Chiefs. They're hit and miss. Mm. And I think this is probably one of their hits, and I'm going to take the Chiefs in this one. An even line, though, is so rare. Mm-hmm. I mean, usually it's one. Usually it's -1. That's, well,
the Bucks get some for being at home, right? Like a point or two or three.
Usually, but this they don't now. So, for example, last week's game, it was Bucks-Packers, and it was -1, and the spread, and they ended up winning by 2. I mean, it was a wild one, but there was a spread. This one isn't, and I'm going to take the Chiefs in this one. The Bucks, man, have had a hard time scoring mm-hmm. this year. Even in the games they won, offensively, they just aren't clicking because they don't really have their full complement of players yet. So, I mean, I think they'll get it together, by the way. I'm not shitting on the Buccaneers.
Not now.
I think they'll get it together, just not now. And I think this game is close and therefore fun to watch. And I'm fine that this is the Sunday night game. The Monday night game, though, is I don't understand this at all. It's Rams against the 49ers, and this is 49ers -1.5.
I mean, the Rams have not looked great.
But they beat the Cardinals last week. I mean, the
Cardinals are not a real football team.
I understand that, but neither are the 49ers. You're going up against Jimmy G here? I'm Rams all day in this one, and I'm fine with it.
I mean, I'll take the Rams +7.5.
Okay.
That's safe.
Over-under in this one's real low, too. 42.5 in this game, which is surprising. But, look, Jimmy G hasn't scored a lot of points with these guys yet. This is basically his preseason as he's getting ready because he's been out. Well, Trey Lance was obviously the starter and he hasn't played, but I still think the Rams are a lot better than the 49ers. I don't think both teams are that great, but I still think the Rams
Niners always give the Rams trouble.
They do, and I think that's why this is as a 1.5. But otherwise, I probably would have put this at 4. We'll see, but I'm going to take the Rams in this one. I think the Rams go 3-1. Fun way to end a Monday night, at least. It's a decent game, and I'm for that because last week's that Giants-Cowboys bullshit, like I'm not getting involved in with Cooper Rush, so I didn't watch that. I'll watch this one, though, and I'll throw some money on it. Fun show, kids. Games start tonight. Not real sure why Cincinnati's favorite -3.5 tonight, but whatever, man. We'll find out. Amazon Prime. That game is on tonight.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Dolphins win this by 2 touchdowns, to be honest.
Me neither.
Because, they've looked in every facet of the game, they've looked good, except for punting, I guess. But
yeah, yeah,
it didn't really come back to bite them. They've looked good. Even last week when they played one of the better defenses in the league, right? Their defense stepped up enough to keep them in the game, and they ended up winning the game. That's what great teams do.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm betting heavily on this one tonight. Again, my teaser is going to be, I'm going to take this up to 10.5 and then take the over at 41.5 and then just rock. Let's go. What's up? What happened?
I know Dan likes stats, but they're 31st in pass defense right now, Miami.
That's going up there.
Who did they have a bad defensive game? Because we're only three games in, right? So who did they have their bad pass defense game against?
Everyone, because they're giving up 297 yards a game.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of that was the Ravens, right?
In the first half.
Well, Lamar had 318 yards that game, and then fucking Josh Allen had 400, but...
You're going up against two of the best quarterbacks, though, in the league.
And so what's Joe Burrow?
Yeah, I think he's good. I have this over tonight. I got the over tonight.
If he can stay upright.
Yes.
Right? And the Dolphins' defense has been pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, on the pass rush has been good. Their secondary hasn't, but...
If he's able to stay alive, you know?
I would just take the player prop on Joe Burrow passing yards over.
What is it?
I think it's probably like 270 or something.
Yeah.
So I would just take that over.
Yeah, I would do that.
I'm taking Miami in the over. Let's go. Let's go, fam. Go to mybookie.com. Use that promo code DRINKINBROS to double your first deposit up to $1,000. We appreciate you tuning in, kids. Head on over to Drinking Bros Podcast YouTube channel. We will be live there with fake news in about 20 minutes. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the NFL Pick'em Show, Week 4. Good night, everyone.